What's up, Hoodat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United podcast.
All right, everybody, what's up, Hoodat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United podcast network. I'm your host, Jeff, and it's been a while, and it'll be a while. No, but for real, we have not had a main Dome Patrol show on the feed since the Saints left the playoffs, I believe. We didn't even do a Super Bowl recap show, if my memory serves me correct. But we have had Scott and the Tiger's Den and Dave, or I should say Gunn, hosting the Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. They're both here with us, so we'll check in with them and see what their experience has been like having to carry the Dome Patrol on their backs for the last month and a half, while the likes of Jason, James, Jeff, and Ben have been pretty much...
And Ash.
MIA. Oh, yeah, Ash has been MIA since even before us. And then I know we got Dave Romero with the BS and Beer Saints podcast. They actually posted one more recently than we did. So this is your Dome Patrol checkpoint. Check in, find out what we're all up to, what we think about the recent news of the Saints, the NFL, and the things that have been going around causing Saints fans to act irrational, right? It seems like every single thing that happens, everything that happens, Twitter goes nuts and everybody thinks that we're going to sign not just Russell Wilson, but also Deshaun Watson, all at the same time or something. I don't know. So either way, let's get it. Let's get the show started. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Unfortunately, I don't have a number for this checkpoint of an episode. I feel like I really missed the mark on that one, but I'm still at the office. So I'm not one of those office people that, you know, you open up the drawer and there's a bottle of Jack in there, even though maybe I should. I mean, I can lock it and keep people out, but
yeah,
but no. Still a zero. It was odd, you know, when I hopped on Gunn show this past week, I told him it's like, it felt really odd to not have, you know, to not have been had podcasted for basically like a month. So it's nice to get back.
Yeah. Yeah. You forget how to turn your microphone on and where the mute button is.
How do I turn on this screen attached to a keyboard?
See, I've been in the back working on our new graphics. You know how long I had to slowly rotate that football on the camera to get it perfectly on the live stream? Anyway, Scott, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I am also a zero. Kind of like Jason, I'm working today. So, but it's good to be back in the big show, the big Dome Patrol show.
Well, it's the big show.
In AEW.
Yes, he is in AEW now. But good to be back.
Netflix sitcom. All right, good. Good to have you back. All right. And Gunn, welcome to the show. What's your number? Hey. How are we doing?
What's up, man? I'm working. It's the mullet's mullet's looking good, bro. It's coming in. You know, we're doing all right. I work from home and I don't drink. But you know, my life is a big number, dude. I mean, you know, I live as a number, so
right.
Whatever that means.
That's right. Well, everybody keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times and enjoy the show. Let's check and see who we have watching on the live stream right now. Ben, so he can't tune in to be on the show, but he will watch it and comment. As a live
like a lurker,
he said he might be able to join if it doesn't mess things up, but it will mess things up.
So he needs to not. I should lock the room or something. Chris Farmer, long time no see, slackers minus Scott, he says, also minus Gunn. So just the one half of the Dome Patrol has been in my eye, but all right, so let's check it. Scott, Gunn, like we said, let's give a quick little update. You've been kind of hosting your own shows there. How's that experience been going? I've been listening, enjoying the shows just fantastic. Probably why we haven't felt the pressure to do a show, because you've been doing such a good enough job. So what have you learned?
What have I learned? I've learned a lot podcasting this past year. But man, it's been eventful. Without football, it's a little harder to bet on football. So, you know, we've had to get creative. We talked about Wall Street bets and like cryptocurrencies 1 week. And, you know, we're doing some kind of leading into the season stuff right now. Picked up a sponsor go to s1k.shop.
It looks like you're actually promoting Titleist.
Right. Well, that's a different, you can't buy that at right. sick.shop.
I mean, we did talk golf last week.
We talked golf last week, and my picks for the Masters, like one of the guys I picked when the Masters won the tournament, you know, that we talked about or that we had yet talked about. I mean, dude, it's going good. I'm super excited. I've loved hosting Taking the Over. I'm excited to continue to host Taking the Over. We've got a really, really cool listenership. I love interacting with fans, and hopefully we'll continue to make you guys some money. If you followed me on the Super Bowl, went 10-1 with my Super Bowl props documented. So I'm pretty proud of that. We'll probably hang on to that till next year starts.
Very good season. I tell you what I really like about, it's funny, your show's a gambling show, or at least that's kind of like the undertone of it. But I enjoy as much, if not more, the first half of the show of you just telling the story and the antics of what crazy shit you're trying to create or do, whether it's like getting to be an official
fucking NASA denied, right? Yeah, NASA denied my shit. NASA denied my
Scott also media got request by LSU. We're just
it was probably for the safety of everybody that Scott was denied, but
I feel like Scott got denied because they listened to Taking the Over.
And I feel like if NASA listened to Taking the Over, that might have led to me getting denied too. But I think I might have accidentally, like, in a gummy, and I might have been on some gummies when I was filling out my application for my media credentials, and I think I actually applied for some type of rocket test that was taking place in Florida and not Mississippi. And so when I told them that I was going to share Mississippi with an international audience via my sports wagering podcast, that might not have resonated as well for South Florida.
How are we going to bet on a success or fail launch if I'm not an official media partner?
Dude, I'm a big fan of aliens.
But I just want to encourage you more though to constantly come up with these outlandish, crazy things. It's the story of going through it is more important to me, as a listener, than the fact that you get it or don't. You know what I mean? Like, I just like hearing the story. But I love all that. Scott, your show, you almost had her, a guest on the show, yeah. LSU gymnast. LSU denied you of that. What have you learned through the process of your, seven episodes?
Yeah, we did the seventh one, came out Friday. What have I learned? I don't know. I learned I say a lot when I'm editing. I have to edit out, and I can like see it on the screen. Like, you know, you see the waves of sound, and I can see every time I see it, I know it's there. So
learning.
I'm learning. I'm sacrificing you listeners with my ums, because I do edit them out. So you're welcome. I have learned that I need to make sure that my microphone is on when I start. Yeah, I know. I do. I'm telling you, I say it all the time. I need to have my microphone on when I start recording. Cause I did like almost a half hour the other day and didn't have the microphone on. So that was fun. But
according to my calculations that I did when editing, Scott, you did well over 30 minutes of silence prior to.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It was bad. So I need to learn to make sure my microphone is on. But, you know, it's been a fun show. A lot of, you know, LSU stuff going on right now with the start of baseball season. Basketball season's winding down. We'll be getting into March Madness pretty soon. Gymnastics season's winding down. So we'll be getting to the SEC Championship and Nationals. Baseball is really picking up. Football spring practice will be coming up soon. So we're going to have a lot of stuff to kind of delve into.
Forward to the football portion of that. What I will note for you, Scott, as a listener, what I enjoy the most is when you get on the rants, and I feel like I'm listening almost to like my dad yelling at me, or you know what I mean? Like, cause you're like lecturing Les Miles or, what was the other situation? Was it the player? Mineri with the AD, how they screwed up the defensive coordinator position. Yeah, no, you're lecturing them like, you should have done better. Like, you're not doing it. I don't know. I like it, though, because I feel like, again, I'm listening like old school AM like conservative talk show radio. You know, somebody needs to mute themselves or turn the volume on their TV set and turn up the volume on your radio. But yes, yeah. I want more rants. I want you more to find rants. Things okay. that piss you off. That's
that I can do. That's show. Not hard.
That's
not
your hard. Show. Gordon, that's what I
according
want.
To my I, wife, I'm angry all the time. So yeah. that shouldn't be hard to do.
I mean,
so.
It's a tiger's den. The tiger's got to lash out, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hear me roar. All right, Jason, how's your podcasting been doing for the last month? Listen to any good podcast,
right? Oh, I've been listening to it to a lot of good ones. It's hard because you know I want to. We're long overdue for a Pelicans pod, and I feel like I want to wait till the right time that they do something. They'll go on like a 2 or 3 game winning streak. And I'm like, okay, let's do it, and then they lose 3 or 4 straight, and it's like I just get angry and I don't feel like talking about them. Some of it is
they like Jeff likes rants. You need to get angry and talk about it.
Well, right. some of it too is drama. I feel like that's the show for myself and Ben. So having a schedule with Ben in the daytime.
You know, oh, you're never going to get on with Ben. Right. He's too busy driving or taking a bath with his Cavassier.
Right. but I definitely need to do one, especially since now they've opened up the attendance to up to, I believe, 2,700. I was actually at the game last night, a really big win against the best team in the league, Jazz. Zion, over the last month or so, has just been insane. So, I gotta try to squeeze one in or squeeze one out.
All right. So we're all caught up. Let's get into some Saints talk. Where do you want to begin? Do you want to begin at the beginning? You want to begin at the end? You want to just pick things that come to mind? Like, what are the top most popular, most featured conversations going on in the Saints universe? You want to rant about LaToya? You want to just open out with
quarterbacks?
That?
I mean, it's
yeah.
All right.
LaToya. Here we go. Wow.
First of all, I can't curse as I gave it up for Lent, so I'm going to try to choose my words wisely, but one's going to slip out, I can promise you. That has to be she's a clown. She's an absolute clown. That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. And the fact that I got picked up by national media makes it even more embarrassing. Like, first of all, he's not a free agent, so he can't decide where he's going to go. He could waive a trade clause for a team, but a team has to make a deal for him to go there. It's not like he can say, hey, this is where I want to go. Doesn't work that way, LaToya.
Is she offering him a deal?
No, but she's like, oh, please come here. Blah. It's not up to him. It's up to Seattle, whoever gets the best offer. That's where he's going to go. That's first. Second of all, you're getting people shot every weekend, and I'm not going to get into political stuff, but you just had a cop shot.
But you're leading.
They just had a cop shot at a basketball game, and she decided to comment on Russell Wilson, post a video about her dancing and playing music as opposed to addressing that. She still has yet to comment on that.
Yeah, she's clearly trying to, like, hey, look over here, everybody.
And
I nominate Scott.
Saints fans aren't going to like you. Saints fans aren't going to like you. Do not. You haven't let fans into the dome.
She burned that bridge all year, all season.
They're not going to like you. Stop trying to get them to like you. They're not going to like you. They're not. You shut down alcohol from Mardi Gras. Just stop it. Nobody likes you. Go away.
I nominate Scott to go meet with Mayor Cantrell and explain to her the finer points and intricacies of NFL free agency and trades so that she can make a more informed tweet next time.
And that way Scott can tell us a story about he applied for credentials.
I might as well talk to a wall because she's an idiot and wouldn't understand what the hell I was talking about anyway.
So with your rant, I'll use that to transition into the whole, you know, the free agency quarterback, everybody getting excited, who Deshaun Watson, who now Russell Wilson, we're on the list of his four teams, and people are wasting a lot of brain power, wasting a lot of energy, when at the end of the day, it's not going to happen. I mean, you've got to factor in, and I know these organizations aren't necessarily always smart, but they're not going to trade away these guys. And then B, do the Saints even have enough ammo to go get him? Sure, I'd love to have Russell Wilson as quarterback, but if you got to give up 3 number ones plus more talent, I mean, if you're kind of gutting your roster in the process, what are you really accomplishing? And I know maybe it's because it's the off season and people just want something to, oh shit, there's Saints news. Let me get all excited. So I do get some of that, but I tend to shut down in the off season. So I'm not wasting any, other than what I've just said for 3 minutes, I'm not wasting any energy on talking about these quarterbacks when I firmly believe that Jameis Winston will be under center in 2021.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jason. He probably will be, and I'm tired of all these morons on Twitter just, I mean, kind of like Jeff said, just chasing down every little thing. Oh, Drew Brees is working out. Oh, right. He's coming back. No, he's not.
No, he's definitely just dropped this.
He's you know, he's not coming back. He dropped his salary to $1 million. He's not coming back. He's not. It's not happening. We're probably not getting Russell Wilson. Is there a chance? Sure, there's a chance. But was that more than likely not going to happen?
Was that conclude?
I don't.
That it was him.
I don't even know. It was him.
I mean, one, the hairline.
Supposedly it was. The trainer went on.
Mark.
I know. The trainer went on the radio and said it was him. He said, that's classic Drew. He's worked out with Drew for 18 years. That's the same thing Drew always does. He said, actually, him and Chase Daniel were there together, and they were both talking crap to each other and got each other worked up, and that's why Drew did that. And that's why he recorded.
That was probably Chase.
I think Drew had got himself a body double, like a stunt double in Hollywood, because the guy, he looked like Drew, but he wasn't exactly Drew. And he got himself a younger.
Hair plugs. He's gonna be on camera now.
Yeah, Drew's the last like year or two has looked like he's on like one of those diets that he's looking like sicklier and sicklier, like the skinny, bony, you know, type diet or whatever. And that did not look like him. I didn't see a birthmark. I think he got a stunt double, and that's the most classic Drew thing I think he could do. Is like now that he's going into show business, he's gonna have a body double to do all his Instagram workout videos to make it look like he's still doing that. That's 100% Drew Brees. I wouldn't put it past.
I'd like to think he's just fucking with Saints fans.
Yeah.
Well, like he didn't even post it. The trainer did. So, you know, I don't know. And
the trainer,
you know,
trying Watson, to get.
I maybe they made a Drew Brees clone.
Oh, now I'll take one of those.
Right,
that's the Saints' quarterback plan. That's why we're not going after anybody.
If he's younger,
well, yeah,
be younger.
Yeah, they cloned him 10 years ago.
Right. Why do you think he had so much hair in the video? He's a younger clone.
I mean,
he's
right. I'm getting you now. No, and I mean Deshaun Watson, it's not happening. You know, just. Everybody needs to just chill out with the
quarterback. Well, here's the thing. If everybody's freaking out because the Watson or the Russell Wilson or anybody for that matter, and yes, the quarterbacks, even Teddy, right? So when Carolina even was brought into the conversation, Saints fans were like, ooh, Teddy, let's get Teddy back. And then there was the whole like, how do you think Jameis Winston feels about this? Like, it's pretty much that Saints too. Fans are saying anybody but you.
Right. And that too. That's another thing with the LaToya video. Drew hasn't announced his retirement officially yet. And, you know, we're probably going to get Jameis Winston back. So how does that make him feel? Now he knows.
He doesn't care. As long as the check has enough zeros, he doesn't give a shit.
I mean,
you've got excellent boiled seafood in these parts.
That's all he wants. Unlimited crab claws.
So I guess
at the treasure chest.
I guess
you're down to the silver slipper.
Is the treasure chest still open?
Yeah, it's on the West Bank. Yeah, it's a thing. But they don't have good crab legs.
Oh, what's the one in Kenner?
Kenner's chest was in Kenner. Yeah, Kenner's chest is in Kenner.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta go to Silver Slipper, get your crab legs on.
Yeah.
The good news is there's 2 weeks until free agency actually starts. So in 2 weeks this will all be done with.
Yes, I can't wait for that to happen. Like Drew just needs to announce it and we need to get Jameis on. And I think I messaged all this that I really think maybe Drew hasn't announced it. Because they want to get Jameis signed before he announces it. You know, I see those two things happening probably within a week of each other. Like, you don't want them to be together, but, you know, you announce, we signed Jameis to a long-term deal, Drew retires, or vice versa. Drew retires and you announce that you signed
Jameis. I thought I heard something about him waiting until after June 1st or something for salary cap implications.
Tell him, Jason.
It can't be official until then. He can announce it before that, but he does, you know, as long as he doesn't make it official until then, which is probably what it's going to be.
Yeah, they can hold the paperwork. Yeah, they can hold the paperwork.
I got you.
So, I mean, I feel sure like he's – go ahead.
I feel like Coach Sean Payton knows. You know, I feel like he's probably told Coach Payton. He's probably told the organization, so they're able to do what they need to do. He's just, who knows?
And to that, you know, that's why when Payton goes on interviews, all he talks about is Winston and Hill. He hasn't mentioned Breeze once, other than to say, I think we'll have an announcement in the next few weeks.
Oh my God. How sick are you of all these national outlets putting out the clickbait that says so-and-so, you know, Michael Thomas comments, Cam Jordan comments, Kamara comments on Drew Brees' retirement. And the comment is always, he's going to do what's best for him. No comment.
Right.
I hate Cam, that clickbait.
Cam Jordan was on ESPN this morning. You know, they're like, if you have Russell Wilson, will you win the Super Bowl? I mean,
well, we didn't with Drew for the last 4 years, so I don't think anything's guaranteed.
I mean, Russell's probably a little more mobile than Drew, but the chances, like I said, the chances of him coming are slim. And then what do you have to give up for him? Like, what are you going to have around him?
Well, but we're not even going to go there because we all just said that we're going to stick with Winston. Because that point is made. You cannot, there's no need to do all that. I do believe Winston could be, I mean, he's at least worth taking the 1 or 2 year chance on him.
Without having to give up a bunch of draft picks and players to get him.
Right, right.
It's only money.
Keep your team together. And with, you know, if the only knock on Winston is those 30 interceptions that 1 year under Bruce Arians, his first year with him, then you know what? I'm willing to take that chance. I don't think he throws 30 interceptions under Sean Payton. I think Sean Payton coaches him. I think they help him over with a good offseason to be a better decision maker, learn, build the playbook around him. And, you know, the guy can throw the ball. He threw for five. You know, you only talk about the 30 interceptions. This is the dead horse that we beat, but you kind of need to beat it into Saints fans because they keep forgetting that he also threw, 30 touchdowns and 5,000 yards in that same year. And all his years, when everybody was talking about Matt Stafford, oh, we need to remember that. There was a whole Matt Stafford movement. When Romero even posted, he said, you know, if you compare Jameis Winston's first few years to Matt Stafford's average of his entire life, they're the same quarterback. Why would you not just want the younger guy?
Here's the thing. I feel like this could summarize everything that's going on relative to the Winston talk, because we forgot what it's like. We've had Drew Brees since what, 06, 07, right?
06.
06, yeah.
Dude, we used to, I mean, we turned talking ourselves into loving a quarterback into a fucking Olympic sport prior to Drew Brees. I'm right?
Just bringing that back, baby. Yeah.
Can you remember all of the quarterbacks that we've gone through over the years? Oh, man, let me tell you why Jim Everett's going to be the one. No, let me tell you why, you know.
Jim Everett wasn't terrible.
Let me tell you why Kerry Collins is going to be the one. Let me tell you why Heath Shuler is going to be the one. I mean, Danny Werfel really tore it up in Florida. I mean, why wouldn't he tear it up in the pros? I mean, this Aaron Brooks guy, look how on fire.
Don't forget Billy Joe and Billy Joe.
Right. The Billy Joes. We had Aaron Brooks was good for 3 games. You know, Kerry Jeff Collins. Blake.
Jeff Blake was
somewhat
hurt.
Legit. Like, I'm still trying to talk myself into Jeff Blake being good.
He was.
I mean, but we made that part and parcel of being a Saints fan, talking ourselves into our quarterback not being a piece of shit.
And you know what's really different now really is we have social media.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the big driving factor with all these rumors and whatever. When Yahoo goes and posts something on social media and the whole world gets set on fire, you know, the Twitter world gets set on fire, and we haven't had to deal with looking for quarterbacks while we've had social media because Drew's been here since 06.
That's true.
We didn't have Twitter and stuff like that. You know, this is the first time we've gone through this with social media, and it's
yeah, we've had like practice runs with receivers horrible. And running backs, yeah. You know, but
this is on a new level. This is on a new level, and it is miserable.
Well, and you're never going to get another Drew, and we have to feel like that's another thing that we have to repeat every time we do a show, is to remind people that we're not looking for the next Drew Brees. We're just looking for the next quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
Well, it's just you get an argument on Twitter with a 30-year-old Saints fan, and it's like, motherfucker, we've been talking ourselves into quarterbacks since you were a sophomore in high school. You know, and like since before, like, you don't understand, this is what we do. And it's okay to be skeptical. because we haven't been through this in 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, you got kids.
Well, there's a protection element too, right? There's a psychology of protectionism for yourself. Like, I'm not going to let myself believe that Jameis is going to be the guy, because if he's not the guy, it doesn't hurt as much, you know. And then you got people like me who's like, I will talk myself into him because I want to be excited about it. And if it works out, I'll celebrate that. If it doesn't work out, okay, I was wrong, but you know what? I've been wrong about 90% of the other Saints quarterbacks in the history of the team.
I feel like by week three of next year, we're going to be just wanting to kill ourselves over Jameis. I really do. I don't want to feel that way.
I think we'll be 2-1.
I hope
we're going to lose the first game because that's tradition. That's Sean Payton. That's not.
Yeah. I think we've won the past 2 years, first game of the year.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But we do start
Tampa,
out 2-1.
And then the Texans.
We do start out 2-1.
Yeah, we do start out 2-1. Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe we don't, because maybe it was always Drew knocking the rust off because he never plays in preseason.
Maybe so.
I don't know. I just think I have a little more faith in Sean Payton and our regime and our system and our organization and in Jameis that it's not going to be a 12-4 year, but it's also not going to be a 7-9 year. Somewhere in the middle.
500. I think maybe 10 wins.
Yeah, that'll get us in the playoffs.
Maybe. We're not in the NFC East, so maybe not.
That's right. All right, what else is going on?
Came out today, they're shopping Malcolm Brown, allegedly, for trades. So.
Allegedly. Yeah, good luck getting the ham sandwich for that. Teams are just going to wait until we cut him.
Yeah, I don't know what you're gonna.
Oh,
how about Kamara snowboarding? I love Kamara, dude. Kamara, Sean White.
We'll get to your question, in a minute, Roy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought Kamara, that was great.
All over the place. Mm-hmm.
I'm not in love with this.
No, why not?
Well, first of all, how much snowboarding experience does he have?
None. His none. First day.
Oh, then I don't yesterday. Like this at all.
He
then
looks good doing it. Like, I've seen the video. Like, he's very.
He's good.
Very surprising.
Right.
How
you
should
be shocked that he's good at an athletic.
Yeah, right. He has balance.
What is the most common broken bone in snowboarding or skiing? Is it the leg?
Depends on what you're running.
The most common injury is like a broken leg
or a torn ACL, maybe.
Torn ACL, right. And yeah, so, what is the most important asset that Kamara has as a football player? Is it his teeth? Yeah.
His grill.
Yeah. I don't think I love this. I mean,
I will say,
stay on the bunny slopes, I'm fine.
I think snowboarding is probably safer than skiing as far as injuries go. Now, I don't have any data to back that up, but when you're snowboarding, your feet are locked in. When you're skiing, you can have one leg go one way and one leg go the other way and really hurt yourself. With snowboarding, both your feet are locked in a set position.
Yeah.
So, you would think just logically, and like I said, I don't have numbers to back this up, but logically you would think, like, I've been skiing and I've been snowboarding. I'm much better at snowboarding than I am at skiing because
I couldn't stand up on a snowboard.
I'm
used to be able to move my legs independent of each other.
I mean, I used to do skateboarding, you know, when I was younger. So I guess that kind of transfers over a little bit to snowboarding, but
we'll have to shoot some film on that and post it to our Instagram.
Yeah, Scott skateboard.
You give me a skateboard, I'll pop you an ollie.
Scott, there you go. And he takes a sip. I guess when you see his workout videos of the last couple of years, where he's standing on the balance ball catching the colored sticks, and as they're being thrown to him with the javelins or something, I don't know. This is not as dangerous, I guess.
Well, and here's the thing too. I mean, you see guys all the time get hurt. Oh, he was working out and he tore his ACL running up a hill or doing something like. I'm okay with him having fun. Like, if he gets hurt, he gets hurt.
I'm kind of surprised it's not in his contract that he can't do it. Like, I remember a long time ago, there was an article in the Times-Picayune with Will Clark, and it had listed all these things listed in his contract that he couldn't do. So I'm kind of surprised.
But that's because he was like 90.
No, this was a long time ago. This was
in his prime. He was 90.
Usually,
I think it was 1990, Jeff.
It might have been. He did tweet out a video and asked Sean Payton if he was cool with it, and Sean said he was cool with it. So, if that makes sense to you.
All right. In other news, Roy posted on the live stream, how many draft picks do we lose when the NFL finds us? I forgot about this. Right. Thanks for reminding me, Roy.
Yeah, thanks, Roy.
We've already lost one, correct?
We lost the seventh round.
And we've
been fined $500,000? Or was it 200,000, two or 300,000?
I don't know. We've gotten fined twice.
Yeah.
This is the third. So the first one was Sean Payton not wearing the mask on the sideline. The second one was them dancing in the locker room with no mask, which I think was a bunch of crap.
Which we were one of them, the ones after out of like five or six that did it.
Well, also after they had all the players in that locker room had been cleared to play the game without masks.
Right. And they just finished playing the game.
Right. Like, immediately after they played the game without masks, medically cleared, they can't have the masks in the locker room, or they can't post a video of them partying.
And then this one was Alvin Kamara thing with him going out or something. Is that what?
No, this was, I thought it was letting Ornstein into the facility.
Oh, you're right. You're correct. My bad.
That's right. Okay.
So, okay.
See what happens when you don't podcast in a month?
A lot to unpack on this.
Get the dust off the cobwebs.
Yeah. Where did we net out as a society? Do we believe that Ornstein was actually in the building, or do we believe that this is some fake news?
I mean, it was reported that he was, whether he was or not. I mean, I can't say for sure. If he was,
I have a lot of problems in a lot of different directions with this.
Yes. Like Peyton, like that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of or seen.
I almost take back that statement I made about trusting Sean Payton. So
it almost like he has an ego that he just wants to like either show off or push the envelope or something. I don't know what it is.
I don't know that it's an ego. It's just that he and Loomis have accumulated so much power. Like they control that organization. Don't look at fucking Bensel or Miss Gale. No, it's Sean and Mickey run that organization. They've got nobody to check them. Nobody.
But even still, Ornstein.
How do you not mentally check yourself on this?
Like Ornstein, like, all right, take it like this, Jason.
I agree. I agree with
say,
you.
Let's say
Ornstein that, fucked us in Bounty Gate.
Let's like, say he, that Ben.
That should be excommunicado. Like
Ben sold you out. Got you fined how much? $500,000? $1 million?
$500,000.
Also got you suspended from coaching, couldn't even enter the building or set foot on the premises for an entire season, Ben did this to you several years ago, ruined everything, ruined your reputation, ruined your program, put you in a losing tailspin for a couple of years. Why would you let Ben back in the building?
And cost the Super Bowls because that no call was crap. That was a payback because they don't want Peyton to go to the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah. Why would you ever associate with Ben ever again?
So we could do Pelican Plunge.
Right. Is that what Sean Payton was doing? He was here for the Pelicans. It wasn't Saints related.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that. So the only thing that makes sense, I've got to play like Occam's razor here. The only thing that makes sense in my mind is that Ornstein was a paid fall guy for PR reasons back during Bounty Gate, that Ornstein didn't actually do it. Oh, somebody watch your volume. That he didn't really do that on the cocktail napkin, but they use that to basically be, we need a bad guy. We need a monster. Ornstein's a hired guy for that reason around the NFL. He is an unsavory character. He doesn't care about his reputation. So you know what? Give me a couple million dollars. I'll be that guy. You can blame it all on me rather than admit guilt. Okay. Then here's Ornstein again coming to the building. He's there. There's a cover. It's got to be a cover up, and they're paying him to take the fall for something else. Again,
I think that Jason and Scott both said things that are very, very relevant and pertinent here. Number one, Peyton's ego all the way. Peyton has an ego that's undeniable. Right? There's no other explanation for. I mean, it's not like this guy brings such value to your organization that you must have him in the building. You must have him around. Peyton just doesn't fucking care. He's trying to like do some alpha thing. His ego, he doesn't give a fuck. Jason made a point about Peyton and Loomis are like unchecked in all of this, right? When you had that ownership kind of the thing happened when Mr. Tom was still alive, and you had that with the trust, Yeah. Where you're looking at, like, basically they had to pick sides. And Peyton and Loomis picked the right side. And it was like they were going to be in a position where if when their side won, there was no checks and balances for them because they cozied up with the right side. And it could be a good thing or a bad. Imagine if Peyton and Loomis sucked at their jobs. Unfortunately, they're good at them. So they're unchecked, but they're good. Imagine if they weren't good. Then we'd have a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, if they weren't good, then to be out of here by now.
Yeah, they would have been gone.
Well, that's the problem, is that they wouldn't have been gone because they'd have cozied up with the owner, with the right ownership side.
But of all the people, like, what does Ornstein do that he's the only guy that Sean Payton would be like, you know what? I know you ruined my life. You ruined everything. I forgive you. Come back.
Maybe he has access to the best hookers.
And that, right?
I mean, I don't know. Just trying to think.
I mean, what, like, what value?
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't.
What value does he have to wear? And of course, Ornstein, like, would be the guy, right? That it's got to be him. It's, you know, it's Ornstein all along.
Yeah,
he's Agatha.
He's Agatha.
How the frack? I just don't get it. Sense. Last name I ever thought would be associated with the New Orleans Saints ever again is now the guy that, and I think maybe Ornstein was a plant sent by Roger Goodell. He was like, hey, Ornstein, go see if you can get in that building so we can ding him again. All right. Yeah, boss.
I mean, you look at it one way. If Ornstein really was in the building, that's a fuck up on Sean's part. If it's something else, because, I mean, I know that report came out and I think it was disputed and I just kind of forgot about it because I'm like, whatever. When the fine comes out, yeah, I'll get angry again and think about it. But
so I guess going back to the original question, what do we think we're going to lose?
I'm just pissed. Fuck the NFL for coming after us. It's so bullshit.
Why haven't they announced anything yet? I mean, it's been so long.
They're going to wait. They're going to wait till right before the draft or something like that.
So Drew Brees announces retirement a day later. Saints fine. Yeah.
Same day. I don't know. You know, if we have to lose a draft pick, I don't know, third, fourth round, something like that, maybe.
Oh, come on.
Just going to piss me off. So
we already lost the seventh. What, are they going to take the sixth now?
They're going to take more than that. They're going to make a fucking example. Even though stadiums are going to be take almost full next year.
They're going to take Winston and be like, you got to go with Taysom next year. Oh, God. Yeah, thanks a lot, Roy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roy. You pissed us off, Roy.
All right, anything else?
I'm glad he brought that up because I forgot about it.
Yeah, that was a pretty big thing, remember? And yeah, we still haven't closed the book on it. That's what sucks.
Yep.
So they are. I know they're moving along. I mean, this will be a little small thing. I know they're moving along with the Superdome renovations, and a lot of people have lost their tickets, have lost their seats,
yeah,
and they're not being replaced because they're not like shifting around seats. They're putting in some of this other crap and getting rid of regular seats. So some people actually kind of got screwed.
Like having suites down like at the ground level, you're not gonna be able to see anything. It just doesn't make sense.
I mean, I can't see anything even when I sit in the loge anywhere. You can't see the other side of the field. So
yeah.
One quick thing on that. Roy did post a quote here from Pelissario that says, while the discipline in this case has not yet been finalized and could be reduced if the Saints issue fines internally for violators, it may end up including multiple and or higher draft picks and an even larger fine. So, well, I mean, the only 100%. Two ways they can truly punish us is with money and draft picks. That's the only thing the league really has.
Well, that's what they're going to do.
We're suspensions. I mean, they would kick Sean Payton off.
I mean, the draft picks would be, I guess, the thing that would hurt the most. I mean, the fines are, you know, as long as it doesn't count against the cap, I don't really care about the fines.
Devin Stodd, Kyle Rudolph, free agent. Here we go.
Ugh. Well, at least we won't have Beetlejuice anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Maybe LaToya can tweet at Kyle Rudolph. to invite him to New Orleans.
I mean, What's wrong with Kyle Rudolph, though? Talent wise, I mean, I don't think he got released.
I don't think he still plays football.
He got released by the Vikings today.
I mean, look at this point, you traded away. No, look, at this point, you trade away multiple late picks to move up to pick Troutman. You go all in on Big Fish.
He didn't really give me any reason to believe why he couldn't step up and be the guy last year. I thought he did.
And
well.
I agree with that. But going into his second year, you're probably going to want to get a veteran in there.
Yeah, we have him. He's called Josh Hill.
Josh Hill is a vet. He's great in the playoffs.
And then you get some undrafted Darnell Dinkins or whoever, and that's who you bring in.
Hey, I did read they were talking to somebody. I think they were planning, you know, they're doing all these Zoom calls with all these players as they can't interview them, you know, at the combine. I did see a tight end on there whose name I cannot remember. I want to say at the university, I want to say from Miami, University of Miami, but I'm not 100% sure. Him and there was a cornerback they were going to be talking to in the next couple of days as well.
Well, it is the height of draft of mock draft season. Y'all getting in, you know, looking to see what quarterback the Saints won't take.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, we love mock drafts, especially the ones with trades.
Yeah,
right. Especially the ones where they create bullshit fake trades. Those are better. Those are my favorite.
I've seen Mac Jones. I don't think he'll be there at 28.
Yeah, I hope somebody, some other asshole team gets him. I don't want him. Yeah.
I've seen J.C. Horn, which I wouldn't be against. Joe Horn's son coming out of South Carolina.
You know, one thing I will say, I mean, you know, fuck mock drafts and predicting things, but I was talking with somebody else. Like, I don't even know what position we would even look. I know they say best player, but like, if there's a certain position you think, obviously, we haven't seen what free agency is going to bring. And
wait,
and play into it, but is there a position you think we actively really need to pursue?
Quarterback.
Well,
no kidding. I'd like to see a receiver at least added to the board, at least if not free agency, draft, undraft. I mean, obviously they're going to bring a receiver or two in, but I think
from Florida, I think we need really good.
Yeah,
Florida's going to be a top 10 pick, though.
I wouldn't mind seeing another linebacker. And depending on who we lose filling that spot, and we've got a few potential losses across the board, right? I mean, we've got
Marcus Williams, Trey Hendrickson.
So it came out today.
Is Jack?
It's been reported that they're making Marcus Williams a priority. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I'm just saying what's being reported.
Yeah. Well, I would assume if that's the case, then Hendrickson's as good as gone. But I mean, you got two firsts invested in Dickhead over here. I mean, it's time for him to do something.
Why can't he go? The money?
Him and Pete.
Boy, he's still under contract.
Right.
Can we just get rid of Pete?
Yeah, why don't we grab another offensive lineman?
I mean, we're getting rid of Eason. Get rid of Pete, too.
Well, in the mock draft I'm putting together, we're going to trade Pete.
For the
eighth overall pick, and we're going to take Kyle Pitts,
the tight end
out of Florida. Yeah. That's my mock draft coming soon to take in the oven.
Now, I want to know if we did get Joe Horn's son, does that mean we get a lot more Joe Horn, you know, tweets, TV appearances?
Oh, yeah.
Is he basically like Lonzo, Lonzo's dad?
Where does he live? Does he still live down here or no?
I want to see Keenan Allen do Joe Horn on SNL, you know, on Weekend Update.
I think locally you might see more of him. I don't think you'll see more of him nationally like you would like in the Ball family.
Unless his son becomes all world and ends up being a kick returner.
Yeah, it would be it would just like anything else with the Saints of Louisiana. It's just a local thing. You know, it's Morgus.
All I want.
Remember Morgus?
Is,
that was a reach in the past.
There you go.
All you 30-year-old Saints fans don't know what I'm talking about.
The Popeye show that came on in the morning.
The Popeye show.
Oh, I was on the Popeye show.
What?
So
were you?
My
parents have an old VHS somewhere at the house where I was on the Popeye show probably back in 84, 5, 6.
It sounds like a whole episode of Taking Me Over will be dedicated to that.
I was supposed to be on the Popeye show with my Cub Scout group, and I got sick and couldn't go. Chris Farmer, he was in that Cub Scout group. He went.
He's watching.
I was sick. But I want to see J.C. Horn on the Saints. get a pick six and pull out a cell phone in the end zone.
Yeah, be like a smartphone this time. Like his dad, they had a flip phone, you know, because that's all there was back there.
Yep. It is Reggie Bush's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Oh. They've been having highlights of him on Twitter all day.
So that's why I've been seeing a bunch of Reggie highlights lately.
Yep. It is his birthday today.
It's also Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Yes, it is. But we can't talk about him.
Why?
He's being banned. In
quite six of his books right are now. Being banned from a school system.
Apparently are racist.
But not in Alexandria, Jeff. So you guys are good. Just bring it up if you want to get
pissed. I only saw no that reason. It was his birthday. I didn't know we were using his birthday to shut down his books.
Okay. Actually, my son dressed up as one of the characters today. They had all of them dressed up as a character at school today. So it was pretty cool.
Oh, Debbie says Charlotte and Carol Ann, her girls were on the Popeyes show. So funny to have it on VCR tape.
Boy, we really opened up something here with the old Popeye.
Charlie, that's what happens, dude. Roy Brooks, I'll get your ass Charlie so far Casserly. Off topic.
Didn't they used to do the something like that?
And then all the kids would try to do it.
Roll, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seymour DeFair was on it, the old World's Fair mascot. I remember him being on it.
Oh. With the pelican.
Yep.
I was just jealous of the chicken.
Yeah. Oh, you got free chicken.
Yeah, I just wanted the chicken.
Yeah, I just saw them kids eating that chicken.
Did you know the
9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, bro? I was upset. They had all
and
the
I'm
chicken.
Sure you all knew this, that the stands for the kids was a box of chicken. It was like they were in the box of chicken. Yeah. It was designed to be the chicken box.
Jason, what time of day did y'all film?
It was definitely in the morning. I don't remember what time, but it was
y'all were eating like pre 10 a.m. chicken.
Yeah, I want to say it was five.
That's beautiful.
So the best is getting a big box of Popeye's chicken and going to sit out on neutral ground waiting for parade, and it just sits there.
That's a tradition,
just,
right?
You just eat on it all day long.
And that was back when you were young enough to stomach it and not have to be by a bathroom as you eat it. You know what I mean? Because nowadays, if I eat Popeye's chicken, I need to be at home.
Yeah,
that was great. Was it when you're riding in a parade and you go to get the chicken with all the bead shit all over your fingers?
See, that's why I'm surprised that Louisiana is even getting COVID, because the way we eat with our hands and how dirty our hands have been during Mardi Gras, I can't believe we're not immune to this.
But the doubloons they throw off the floats that like they were like a Popeyes coupon, like you catch the Popeyes.
They did have a Popeyes coupon, yeah.
You
get free Popeyes. It was on the back.
Free Popeyes.
Yep, 100%.
That was the shit. Yeah,
and awesome. Roy, I think Popeyes still does have breakfast biscuits. You just don't get up early enough.
The one in Hammond, there's one in Hammond that does.
Yeah, ours does in here in Alexandria. You get the Popeyes biscuits, and oh man,
I still want to try there. I still want to try their fish burger. Their fish burger. Their fish sandwich.
Fish burger.
Sorry, fish sandwich.
You went the Troutman?
Yeah. The fish sandwich.
What they need to bring back is the shrimp po' boy. The fried shrimp po' boy. That was legit.
They need to bring back the buffet. We used to have, they had the buffet at the one on Carrollton. And after exams, a lot of people used to walk down there.
Oh, the super buffet?
There's one Popeyes buffet still in existence, and it's in Lafayette on
Pennhook,
and it runs the danger of being eliminated due to COVID. Like, I mean, I used to have my family drive me there for Father's Day. It was like, Father's Day, what do you want? Like, we're going to fucking Lafayette to eat a Popeyes buffet. Nice. Then anytime I go to Lafayette, I have to eat there.
Debbie says, y'all got me wanting Popeyes now.
I call it dirty rice.
I never ordered the dirty rice at Popeyes. It was always red beans.
Dude, their dirty rice is good.
Onion rings. Now, I heard they discontinued the onion rings, and that would upset me because I think they had the best.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen the onion rings. I don't think I've seen onion rings.
Imagine the Popeyes skin, right? The chicken skin wrapped around an onion.
I've had them. That's why I want to try the fish sandwich, because if it's got that
fluffy,
it's the Popeyes, you know. Batter.
Dude, we're going to Lafayette. Fish sandwich. Y'all, we're going. Dome Patrol meetup at the Popeyes buffet in Lafayette. We're going to pick a date. We're going to make it happen. We're going to get everybody there. We're going to fly the guys over from the UK. We're going to
It's the dog's tits. Like, I've been several times. It's so fucking awesome. I love it so much. So much.
Oh, it's my favorite place. Todd Bourgeois, he's very familiar with the Lafayette one. Chris Farmer, we brought big Ziploc bags to that Popeyes down from Jesuit and wiped the buffet out.
Yep.
That's why you don't have it anymore. That's why there's no more Super Buffet.
Put them out of business.
No more Jefferson Parish Popeyes buffet.
Man, that's awesome stuff. All right. Hey, programming note, everybody. We are going to do a WandaVision episode strictly dedicated to the season one of WandaVision. That'll be the next thing that we record while we wait for the Saints free agency to start. We'll probably record that one next week. Obviously, we're going to have to give ourselves time to watch the season finale of WandaVision, which comes out on Disney Plus on Friday. And then I guess we'll record probably next Monday or Tuesday. Maybe we'll do it as a live stream. I don't know. We'll see how we feel. I'll have to find a WandaVision Winter Soldier.
There you go. Falcon and Winter Soldier will be starting right after that. And then right after that, I think Loki starts, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a two-week break between the Wanda finale and... So I think Falcon and Winter Soldier starts right around when NFL free agency starts.
Ooh. Yeah, it's like... Yeah. It's all right. Something.
All right, well, final thoughts besides WandaVision, anybody?
Zion is fucking awesome. Yeah, I'll go first and get it over with. Zion is fucking awesome. Hopefully they maybe have turned a corner, even though I feel like I've said this like four times this year, but the offense is humming along. They just need to fix the damn defense, but man, it's a treat to watch him. And it's crazy that the kid's only 20 years old still.
Yep. Scott Gunn.
Anything to add? I'll take this opportunity just to kind of plug my podcast, The Tiger's Den. Please join us if you haven't joined us yet. Talking all LSU, everything LSU sports related. We will have our first ever guest this week. I won't tell you who it is, but I will give a clue and tell you that it is one of the four gentlemen that are on this podcast right now. So,
That'll be curious.
It'll have our first ever guest. And we'll be talking about LSU baseball, gymnastics, softball, football, basketball, all the LSU you can handle. So it should be coming out probably Friday. It'll be out. So look for that. LSU baseball game was supposed to be tonight. Got postponed to the rain. It'll be tomorrow. So we'll have that to talk about as well.
All right, can I plug your show?
Yeah, on the next Taking the Over, we're going to go NFC division futures, like who's going to win the NFC South, who's going to win the NFC West, who's going to win the NFC East. All of that, we'll pick our NFC winner, and I'll tell – I've got a story to tell about getting intoxicated with a C-list celebrity.
I love that. All right, so don't forget, everybody, you can listen to both of those podcasts on the same podcast feed that you get the Dome Patrol podcast. It is the Dome Patrol podcast feed. That is all the show we have for you right now. We're gonna thank our loyal listeners. Listen, our loyal thankers for downloading each.
Thanks for thanking of me.
thanks for downloading each week, and don't forget to tell your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast United Network, where. As I just said, you only have to subscribe to one feed to get a bunch of shows, including during the season, we have the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show. This is the Dome Patrol podcast. You also have the BS and Beer Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge, if Jason ever gets around to it, Premier League podcast, if Ben and James do it, and if the soccer's happening. Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, he's right there on the bottom of your screen, along with the Tiger's Den with Scott at the bottom of your screen there. Follow each of our shows on Twitter, have their own Twitter handle. This one is at Dome Patrol PCast. You also have Dome Patrol UK, so we actually have two versions of that. It's for the British translation. We have at BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, and at Tiger_podcast. Follow us on Facebook for live streams. If you're watching right now, I imagine that you already do follow us. Just search for Dome Patrol Podcast on Facebook. And of course, if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, there's Dome Patrol Podcast.
There come.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, non-podcasting donkeys.
Good night. Bye
bye, Latoya Cantrell, loving doggies.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Well, there never were any good old days. Looking back, I'm still amazed how everything went wrong in every way. There were no good old days. Well, there never were any good old days. Looking back, I'm still amazed that everything went wrong in every way. There were no good old days. Well, there never were any good old days. Looking back, I'm still amazed that everything a joke and the joke's on me.